Recording in progress.
Thank you. The volume is high. Hang on. Yeah, hang on. I'll just exit. I don't need to be on. There we go. We know it worked. That's all that mattered. Okay. Welcome to Planning Commission tonight. It is January 14th. Thank you for being here tonight. We have four commissioners, Commissioner Adams, Commissioner Hamouli, Commissioner Beecher, and Commissioner Becker. So I've asked Commissioner Becker to give us a prayer or a thought.
My inspirational thought today will be a quote from Melba Petillo Bills, the author of Warriors Don't Cry, which is an award-winning book chronicling her experience during the Little Rock crisis. In her book, she says, "The task that remains is to cope with our interdependence, to see ourselves reflected in every other human being, and to respect and honor our differences." This powerful quote highlights the need for a community where we can not only observe, but also celebrate and integrate our differences. As we continue our meeting, I'd like to invite us all to consider the different perspectives brought to us by our experiences, as well as those that may be brought to us by members of the community that we've been asked to represent. In doing so, we can be part of recognizing and reinforcing our need for an interdependent society where different needs can be heard and met.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So now we're to item three, the 3.1, the approval of the minutes from the meeting on December 10th. Has everybody had a chance to review those? Any comments or questions? I need an approve or a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from December 10th.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second it.
I have a second. Motion and second. All in favor by yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, public forum. Public, would you like to speak? Did you decide on anything? All right, thank you. But thank you for being here again. Mm-hmm. I'll do that publicly in the meeting, that it's good to have some public here, and we appreciate that. And remind your wife that we're very thankful when she comes every week too, so appreciate it. Thank you. All right, this is a public hearing for the Payson City Municipal Code update, and this is a routine update about guidelines and construction details and electrical construction inspection and specifications and all that other good stuff. And our city engineer is going to give us a little bit of background on this.
Yeah, like you said, it's just a routine update, clarifying things that we got a lot of questions on, adding a few more details, clearing up details, things like that. Nothing major changing in this update.
Okay. Anybody have any comments besides me?
I was just going to make a comment or just a question. A lot of things that were just highlighted, were those new parts of?
Yeah. So in the details, if it was highlighted, it was new. If it was clouded, it was modified.
Okay. Thank you. Make a motion to open a public hearing.
I'll second.
Have a motion and second. All in favor with yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, this is a chance for the public to tell us what they think about this. And your lovely wife made it, so that's good. No public? Nobody's online. I was the only one, I think, online, wasn't I? Oh, did he? Okay. Bob, do you have any questions? Okay. We can close the public hearing then. Need a motion to do so.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
And a second?
I second it.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor with yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Any questions or comments from commissioners?
I would recommend, based off of these changes, that you make some sort of motion saying that you recommend approval with the
With the
changes
proposed
that were
changes.
discussed. Yes.
That would be my recommendation as well.
Then I'll make a positive recommendation then on the municipal code updates that allowing for the changes that have been specified by Commissioner Beecher that we send it with a positive recommendation to the City Council.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. Roll call vote. Since Bob's on the line, we'll see if we can get him to answer too. Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Commissioner Hamouli.
Yes.
Commissioner Becker.
Yes.
Commissioner Gedebor.
Yes.
And Commissioner Beecher, yes. So you can make those changes and get it to City Council. Thank you. So, we're now at item six, commission reports, staff reports, and any training. We'll first see if staff has anything they need to tell us about.
I don't know if it's been stated yet, but I believe there's going to be some open and public meetings training for the City Council. Planning Commission is welcome to attend that.
I think that would be wise, especially if you haven't had that recently. Open and public meeting training. There are things that change almost every year because of the legislature.
Correct.
So it's not a bad idea to do it.
I think we'll plan to have one for the Planning Commission with our city attorney, but he's already doing it for the City Council, so you're welcome to do that. I'll have Marty get the details on that
You'll let
for
us
you.
know when that'll happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another point, we do potentially have some items for next meeting, but they may not fully materialize. So, Development Services Director Jill Spencer was talking about having an appreciation dinner for the Planning Commission that night. Is that look at your schedules and get back to us, I guess, on that.
2 weeks from today.
So, any other things, Marty? Okay, that's all that staff has.
Thank you. Anything from the attorney in the back? I don't want to make attorneys mad at me, so that's it. Oh, okay, good. Good. Okay, so commissioners, if you have anything, Commissioner Becker, Commissioner Hamouli,
No.
Commissioner Adams, Commissioner Gedebor, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Nope. Sorry, I'm late. Just trying to
You're
find the
not.
link.
We appreciate you joining us. Thank you. Well, thanks everybody, and I hope everybody's had a good start of the new year, and we'll go from there. So I need one more.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I second it.
All in favor by yes.
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 Thank you. That's only 22 minutes. That's not bad. Even with my stupid questions.
No, they're very informative that you read all of those pages.